for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home.
And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. He has an awesome destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant this day great boldness, Lord, to preach your word. That, Lord, that you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? Most importantly, what does God think of you? We go to Psalm 118, 1 and 2. It says that, thank God because he's good, because his love never quits. Tell the world, Israel, his love never quits. And you who fear God, join in, his love never quits. Well, many people know their Bible inside out, and they still manage to miss the Bible's central message. You cannot keep God's love from loving you. You cannot keep God from loving you. The great complex love story of the Bible does not whitewash the missteps people make and the resulting consequences. Yet again and again, we are assured that God has no intention of abandoning us. His love is forever. He promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Friends, what part of never do we fail to understand? We see in different parts of the Bible, God did not stop loving Adam and Eve even after they had violated his one restriction in the Garden of Eden. He punished him, but never quit loving them. Another part, God did not stop loving Noah even though he dishonored the grace God had shown in saving his family from the flood, also by lying naked in a drunken stupor before his sons. He still loved him. God did not stop loving Abraham, even though he sought relief from famine in Egypt instead of trusting God to provide for him. Even though he tried to fulfill God's promise for a son through his own ingenuity, even though on two separate occasions he lied about the identity of his wife, God still loved him for it. Another part, God did not stop loving Moses, even though he committed murder and violated God's command by losing his temper and striking the rock of provision. God punished Moses by denying him entrance into the promised land. Later, God showed his love and mercy by allowing Moses to stand with Elijah in the presence of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Another place, God did not stop loving David, even though David committed adultery with Bathsheba, had her husband murdered, and later conducted an authorized, pride-motivated census of Israel. David suffered greatly for his sins, but when he cried out in sincere repentance, the Bible tells us that God forgave him and restored him to fellowship. God did not stop loving Jonah, even though he refused to take God's saving message to Nineveh. After his experience in the belly of a great fish, we read that the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, Jonah 3:1. God gave Jonah another chance to obey, and Jonah went on to reside over one of the greatest revivals in history. God did not stop loving Peter, even though he denied Jesus three times. The Lord restored Peter to fellowship by matching his threefold denial with a threefold recommissioning in John 21:15 and 17. Friends, is there any good reason why you can't receive this merciful, compassionate, loving God as your Savior? This free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered right now. God is pulling at your heartstrings right now. Will you let him in? Just follow me in the simple prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for me, for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed this prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. He will take you places you never dreamed, and he has an awesome destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. Okay, the message for today, he prepares your path. We go to Isaiah 45:2. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. What it's saying, do you ever feel like every time you try to move forward in something, you hit a roadblock? Maybe something happens that throws you off course. Be encouraged today, because right now God is going before you. He's preparing a way. It may not be the way you thought, but you can be sure that God's ways are higher than our ways. Trust that he is making your crooked places straight and your rough places smooth. We see this in Isaiah 42:16. It says, I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Friends, you may be going through a difficult time right now, but it's not the end. It's only the beginning. God is equipping you for this journey. Keep speaking words of faith and listen to his still, small voice. Trust that he is leading you. Keep an attitude of praise and thanksgiving, and move forward into the good things he has prepared for you. Thank him for the goodness in your life. Thank him for preparing your path in life. Trust him that he is leading you with victory and everything. Amen. Well, the message today, we're going to be praying for the sick and the hurting shortly. And you listen to the message here in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let's get one thing straight. God does not bring sickness upon us. The enemy does. God does not punish us with sickness. God is a far better, more loving parent than any of us could ever be. Our Heavenly Father's love is a perfect love, a pure love, not tainted by sin and the effects of a fallen world. God wants only good things for his children. Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. See, he has your best interest in his heart at all times. His desire is to see you healthy and whole, not sick. Jesus came into the world so he could set you free from sin and sickness, and he delights in you walking in that freedom. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Or put it this way, the reason Jesus Christ was made visible was to undo, destroy, loosen and dissolve the works the devil has done. When Jesus Christ manifested the kingdom of God, it was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the men of lives in the lives of men and women. The deaf heard, the dumb spoke, the blind saw. The cripples slept for joy. The demon possessed were set totally free. Jesus attributed all his results to the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we'll see it's been given to us, the church. In Luke 24:49, Jesus said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but wait until you are endued with power from on high. And then Corinthians 12:7 said, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. See, when Jesus went out with the 70 disciples to preach the gospel of the kingdom, when Jesus sent the 70 disciples to preach the kingdom of heaven, he gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick. In Mark 16, when Jesus gave all New Testament Christians the Great Commission, he commanded us to preach the word and cast out demons and heal the sick. The healing message and the healing ministry is still valid today. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Signs, wonders, and creative miracles of healing. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Believe you have received, and you will have. That's what the Bible says. And lay your hand on the sick part of your body as I begin to pray. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call upon that name, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I rebuke every form of infirmity. I cast out every form of disease. I cast out every cancer. You are cursed at the root, cancer. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it needs to be taken place right now. I loose your healing power, Holy Spirit. I command health and healing into every physical body. I pray that divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command that every life that is in torment, every life that is stressed, I rebuke it, and I command healing and to be made whole as I release your healing power, Holy Spirit. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. Amen. And the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. Amen. You are our great shepherd. You are a divine giver of life. You let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. You have the authority in Jesus' name to release the power of the Holy Spirit. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. You shall recover. The Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. And some healings, friends, take seconds, minutes, hours and days, but the Bible promises you shall get well or you shall be healed. And act your faith. Try moving. You find that pains are starting to go. You may even seem like there's heat started to form. And look for the improvements. Most important, look for the improvements as the time goes on. And test the area to see if there is an improvement. And know, without a question or a shadow of a doubt, it's God's will for you to be healed. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive, friends. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. The benediction today. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May your sins be forgiven. May your sicknesses be healed. May your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. And he is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to I need you.